In today's Tech Bites, the world's largest cell phone maker is set to release its first laptop in the U.S. Nokia will start taking orders on the Booklet 3G beginning October 22nd. It will run Microsoft's new Windows 7 software, have a 10-inch screen, a GPS navigation chip, and a 12-hour battery life. The computer will be sold at Best Buy stores and online. It costs $300 with a 2-year broadband contract from AT&T or $600 without that contract. There is a new version of the popular pocket-sized flip video camera. The premium version of the Minnow HD can record 2 hours of video, double the previous model. It also has a larger screen and a port that lets users plug it into an HD TV. The Flip software now uploads movies directly into Facebook, in addition to YouTube and MySpace, and it has a movie magic mode that automatically arranges video clips into a movie. The camera costs $230. Well, it appears digital cameras can't kill the Polaroid after all. The instant film is making a comeback about 18 months after Polaroid said it would stop producing it. The company's new owners say the new cameras and film will go on sale sometime next year. The film was saved thanks in large part to a group of fans, entrepreneurs, and former Polaroid employees who've been working since last year to design new film for the instant camera. Finally, the fan is getting a high-tech makeover. The British inventor of the bagless vacuum has come up with a bladeless fan. The Dyson Air Multiplier works by drawing air into its base and then forcing the air out through that ring. Inventor James Dyson says it creates a smooth, uninterrupted flow of cooling air, unlike a traditional fan with blades that chop the air. But this kind of comfort does not come cheap. A 10-inch model costs $300. For information on all these stories, log on to the technology page of abcnews.com. Those are your Tech Bites. I'm Jeremy Hubbard.